from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington. Happy to be here. Rob is here as well. We are off tomorrow. We are off on Friday. It is our Friday, and we are happy to be here with you as we take you up until 6 o'clock. I just saw this come across the screen. Rob, did you know that Jontay Porter is being charged with a felony? Did you know that? Now, I want to know what kind of plea deal Jontay Porter is planning on taking, because the evidence against Jontay Porter is, as I think the prosecutor would call, overwhelming. They have pretty overwhelming evidence that Jontay Porter was participating in point shaving and match fixing. They have the proof. They have the corroborating witnesses. They have your friends that are ready to roll on you. He is going to jail. So, yes, he's about to be soon charged with a felony. I do not know how you were getting out of this. Now, it's your first offense. Maybe you get some time. I don't know what you could get. I don't know how this part works, but I am telling you, I don't know how you are going to get yourself out of it. They clearly have you. They have your communication with the other people. You told these other people. They went and they placed a bet on it. They tried to make money on it. They got you. You are going to jail. Somebody is paying for all of this to happen to Jontay Porter. So we'll certainly see what happens. But I just saw that come across the screen. Jontay Porter looks like he is going to be charged with a felony for his role in, fixing the books. I mean, that's basically maybe the best way to put it, based on what we saw. This is how I would like to start the 5 o'clock hour today. And again, I appreciate you listening. Yesterday, the Royals lost 5-1. Now, this really isn't a topic or story about the Royals losing 5-1. I don't honestly care that much about it. It's one regular season game. I'm not here to overreact. But I do care that the Royals had a 2.5-hour rain delay yesterday in the middle of the game, just 2.5 hours. They started playing the game. They took a break. They came back at 11 o'clock, kept playing baseball. Now, first off, I want to give the Royals all the credit in the world. The Royals did not have to give a single person a voucher for tickets to a future game. You bought tickets. You assume the risk that weather can happen. These are the breaks. That's how the Royals could have treated you. But they give you a ticket voucher. Hey, come back out to another game. We're sorry it rained. We'd love for you to come back to Kauffman Stadium. That is a very, very nice gesture by the Kansas City Royals. This is my question, though. How are you even still at the game to be in this situation? Because you know what would have happened to me if I was at Kauffman Stadium and it just started raining and it didn't look like the rain was going to end anytime soon? Oh, it's time to go. So I got all the credit in the world for the Royals for giving you a voucher. I have all the credit in the world to you for receiving said voucher. I'm going to guess that they didn't do this right when it started raining. I've been at a game where a rain delay happened before. They don't just instantly start handing out vouchers. They don't do that unless we've been waiting for a while. And it was a Tuesday regular season game against the Tampa Bay Rays. The moment they put that tarp on the field, hey, it's time to go. It's time to go. Hey, Brenda, get the kids. Wrap your stuff up. We are leaving. I don't know what you're doing right now, but we need to hurry up to the car. Look at it outside. It looks spooky outside. It was raining hard yesterday. So I want to give anybody credit who received a voucher yesterday. I actually don't think they gave you enough. If you sat through a 2.5-hour rain delay during a regular season baseball game, you deserve more of that. You should be able to talk to the owner. You should be able to get a 10-minute phone call with the owner, and you should be able to ask him whatever question you want to ask him, and he has to answer it. Because your level of Royals fandom and commitment to whatever they got going on out there is next level. They would have never caught me out there. Under no circumstances would I have been there after 2.5 hours. They restarted the game at 11. You know what the beautiful thing about baseball is? They play again today. And they play again tomorrow. I'll get a chance to see him again. It's July 2nd. I'll be back out here. Hey, they got the Nationals. They got the Phillies. They got more games against Cleveland. They got a lot more baseball games. I'm not sitting out here through this rain delay. So, again, salute. If you got a voucher yesterday, you are one of the truest of Blue fans that they have. And you deserve a plaque. Like when you're walking into the stadium over by the Diamond Club and they have all those bricks of people that help donate, you need one of those. They should give you one, an honorary brick for your support and your love of the Kansas City Royals. Rob, I'm not even going to ask you because I know there's no chance you would have been out there. No, 0% chance you're out there.
The only way I'm staying out there is if we're out in our seats in the crowns level.
That's it.
Then you know what? I'm vibing. I'm going down there. I'm going to get a few cocktails. I'm going to cheer for the rain delay to be 5-6 hours. Let's play this game until 2 a.m. Who cares? But if I'm out regular seats, I'm not like even regular good seats, even Diamond Club. Those are great seats. There's a little area you could probably avoid the rain. I'm done. I'm not staying out till midnight on a Tuesday to watch the Royals. If it was midnight on a Tuesday of the wild card round,
that's different.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
I'm not going anywhere, but this is the Tuesday before a holiday against the Rays, and it counts the same whether they win or lose. I'm good. I'm done. No thanks.
I don't even think I'm staying out there in the Diamond Club. You still have to keep buying your food. At least in the Crown Club, it's all you can eat, all you can drink. You know, hey, they put on another baseball game. You're there with your friends. You're there with your wife. You guys can just sit, eat, have a drink. You know, then you're like at a restaurant, you're at a bar, and a baseball game is happening behind you. That's not that bad. I could understand how you would want to do that. But anywhere else in the stadium, no chance. You got upper level seats and you're still at the game here, and your reward at the end is a voucher for more upper level tickets? No thanks. You can keep those. I'm all right. I don't need them. I'm going home. I don't want to be out here anymore at the stadium. And it got me thinking, what's the worst game to be at? Like, what's the worst kind of game to be at? Now, I've never been at a game that had this long of a rain delay, at least not, and I stayed through it. I can't identify with that. I really don't know. Someone on the text line says, whoever stayed got the opportunity to see a Bobby Witt Jr. home run. He will hit another home run. That's not his last one. It's not even close to his last one. He will hit a lot more. You'll get another opportunity to see him hit one. I will never see him hit one today. No, I won't. I will not. Not in person. I will not see it today. What's the worst game to be at? Is the worst game to be at the game in which your team just gets their doors blown off and never has a chance to win? I mean, we've been at those kind of games before. You've been at a game where you were maybe really excited about the game. Maybe you had to drive a long distance, maybe a short distance, whatever it was. You drove to the game, and your team just got the brakes beat off them. I mean, they lost 41-3. I mean, they lost 31-0. I mean, they lost 72-51 in a basketball game. It wasn't close. Is that the worst game to be at, or is it the heartbreaking defeat? Man, it was a good, well-played game. Maybe you had a lead. Maybe you were up 27-17 going into half. You feel good. Second half, you have 3 turnovers. You lose a heartbreaker on a last-second field goal, and you're taking that walk down the spiral. You're taking that trip down the escalator, and you're just absolutely beaten down. You really start to question why you even like sports. You know, there's a lot of other forms of entertainment that don't make you feel that way. I don't feel that way after I listen to music. I don't feel that way after you watch a movie. It's just sports. You put so much energy, so much care, so much time into it, and they just have a way of affecting your day and your mood unlike anything else. What's the worst game to be at? Is it the game where your team just never has a chance to win? Or is it, it's a good game, it's back and forth, and your team just has an absolute heartbreaking finish and they lose? What's the worst game?
I assume we're talking regular season, right? Because the postseason changes the equation a little bit. But if it's a regular season game, similar to the Royals was last night, there is nothing worse than heartbreaking loss. Nothing worse. I don't mind showing up to a regular season game and watching my team get just boat raced, because I can leave the stadium and I can go do something else in my life. If you're a Royals fan and you went out there to see the Vin Mazzaro game, you know what you can do in the third inning? Do not stay here and pay $17.50 for beers anymore. Leave. Go anywhere else. Enjoy your Friday night. Go out to anywhere else in the city. Vin Mazzaro has let you down. You can eject. Yeah, you have to eat it on the tickets, but it's not that bad. If you go out to a Royals game or any game and you're like, man, it is back and forth, it's down to the wire, and then your team loses in the final minutes, the final inning, the waning moments of the game, and then you got to drive home having spent all that money to be out there, all that money throughout the game to watch your team lose. Now you're fighting traffic on the way home, just bumper to bumper of sadness. For a regular season game, I'd much rather my team just get smoked, because I can eject and I can leave. Hey, the other team got me today. Such is life. That's what I prefer, the gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, close loss.
This is the thing about the blowout, too. You can look back and laugh at the blowout, right? You can look back and be like, oh, man, that was funny. They got smoked. You can laugh and sit back. You know, you've been to some KU football games where it was just obvious, like, yo, Oklahoma's good. You can sit back and you can kind of laugh at it. Oh, there ain't nothing funny about thinking back to when you sat there and the team just let you down. You never sit back and look at it like it was funny. Under no circumstances. Someone on the text line makes this point. CDOT, if you travel, it takes your time and money to go to a game, so you feel like you totally wasted all of your resources and your time. That's the part. I tell people this all the time. KU fans, you don't understand how easy you have it to live in Kansas City or one of the metro areas and be able to drive to KU. You don't understand. Because if you cheer for K-State, you know what I'm talking about. If you cheer for Missouri, you know what I'm talking about. Rob, you've never been in this situation. Because your team wins the home games anyway. If you're a K-State fan or an MU fan, you know exactly what I mean. You get off a little bit early to go to one of the weekday games. You know, let's say the game tips off at 8. Let's say you try to get off, you know, usually get off at 5, you get off at 4 so you can drive over there. So you get over there. You drive, you get there. They lose. And now, Rob, it's 10:30, it's 11, you got to get gas, you got to get something to eat, and now you got to drive back 2 hours in the dark after your team just lost. It'll make you never want to go out there again. I'm serious. It'll make you never want to go to another game. You know that feeling. It's terrible. It's dark outside. It's no lights. It's a miserable drive, even when it's perfectly sunny outside. But now I got to do this. The person that you came to the game with, they're sleeping in the car. It's just you and your own thoughts. It's miserable. I'm telling you, it's miserable. It takes something out of you. It really does. So, again, I really do. I'm not even trying to be funny. If you are a Royals fan and you went out there yesterday and you sat through and you did all of that, I give you all the credit in the world. I am not joking. I give you all the credit. Salute to you. You stayed through a 2.5-hour rain delay. I hope they didn't just give you 2 vouchers. You should be able to get group tickets to whatever game you want to go to. Now, you might have to be up there next to the lights, but they should give you 10, 20 tickets. You should be able to bring your whole family to one of the Royals games if you sat through what they did yesterday. I want to throw out a suggestion for you guys, and this is a true suggestion. This is not a hot take. This is none of those things. I want us to rebrand the 4th of July, and not in the ways that you think. Given that it is tied to a date, that means the date can move. You know, it can move. The same way that Christmas. Hey, it's December 25th. The 25th isn't always on a Thursday or a Friday. The 25th can be on any day of the week. I want us to rebrand the 4th of July and let's just drop it. Let's just pick up Independence Day. We can still celebrate it, do the exact same stuff that you do. Put your America on, go to the lake, do all of those things. Let's drop the 4th of July. Let's lean more into the Independence Day and let's pick a fixed date for that day. And I suggest the first Thursday in July. Sometimes that will be the 4th. Sometimes that will be the 2nd. Sometimes it will be the 3rd. It will usually always be around this time, the first Thursday of the month. That way, you get what we get this year. Wednesday's a little light. I'm looking outside at the traffic. You see it too, Rob. Today's a little light out there. I can tell when you guys are at work and when you're not at work. You can look outside. A lot of you did not work today. So you get Wednesday. You get Thursday. You're not going back to Friday. As great as the 4th of July is, the 5th is even worse if you got to work. You've been outside cooking all day in the hot sun, grilling, swimming. You got kids, wife, family coming in, and the 4th of July is on a Tuesday, and now you got to go back to work on a Wednesday, a Thursday. Nobody wants to do that. No, nobody wants to do that. I'm telling you, we got a chance to start this thing all over. Why don't we just drop the 4th of July, call it Independence Day, keep it on the first Thursday in the month of July, and then I think we can turn the 5th into a day as well, the same way that we've done with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, and now the Friday afterwards has become a thing. It's a big retail holiday. It's a big football holiday. It's a thing. They have high school football championships on those days. You can make the 5th of July a thing if we knew that it was every Friday in the summer. That would be great. You could do that if the day after Independence Day was a thing. So that's my suggestion here. I'm here to improve America. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to improve it. Hey, we celebrate Martin Luther King Day. It's not always on Dr. King's birthday. No, we just pick a day to observe. Hey, this is the day that we're picking. We're going with it. Why can't we do the same thing with Independence Day? That's when it's going to be. That's my suggestion, Rob. I'm here to improve America.
I don't think the idea is bad, but you have to be able to guarantee that everyone gets the 5th off. Or whatever that Friday is, you got to guarantee that as an off day. Because one of the reasons why this works for Thanksgiving is, outside of retail, and there are other jobs, I'm not saying it's exclusive retail, most jobs, corporations give you Black Friday off. Odyssey does it, I believe Cerner does it. Name a company in town, they're most likely to be like, you get Thanksgiving off and Black Friday off. Thanksgiving weekend is all yours. Go crazy. But if you can't guarantee that employers are going to give the 5th off, then this plan falls on its face fast. Because now it's costing me a PTO day to enjoy the 4th of July because on a Thursday every year, that's no good. Me and you both know people who are going to have to work on the 5th of July. This year, on that Friday, they're going back to work for the one day, and that stinks for them. So I'm on board with your plan as long as we guarantee employers are honoring the day after Independence Day as an off day as well. Because if it's like, hey, it's at the discretion of the company, some companies will not give it, and now a Thursday every year stinks.
Yeah, and a lot of people on the text line are saying it's not the day that's being celebrated. The idea of being thankful is not tied to a specific day. Then we can't just have it around it? I mean, sure, they started signing the declaration on the 4th. It didn't fully go until August 2nd. Why don't we celebrate August 2nd then as a day? Why can't we just celebrate the idea of it? Hey, this is the day that we're going to celebrate American independence. This is the day we're going to do it. We can't just all sign up for that idea. We can't just sign up for it. That sounds like something I would sign up for. You can be thankful any day. We have a day specifically that we celebrate being thankful. You know, a certain day that we celebrate it. It moves sometimes, right? But it's always this Thursday in a month. That's what I'm here to do. That's my suggestion. That's what I want to do. Someone said, why can't we do Independence Day on the first Friday in July? I'm fine with that. You can do that. If that's what you want to do, that's cool with me. If that's the day that you want to do, that's the day we're going to sign up for, or we just get a three-day weekend every year, great. I'm cool with that. Someone said, isn't that how we do Easter? Yeah. We just pick a day. Hey, this is the day we want. Let's all agree to it, and that's the day we're going to do. Someone said, so you want to do it more like Memorial Day and Labor Day? Yeah, that's how I would do it. Just like Memorial Day and Labor Day. We know every year, this is Labor Day, this is Memorial Day, and why can't we do Independence Day the exact same way? Let's have it be on Thursday. Thursday is the best day for everybody.
But make it bigger so you get the four-day weekend. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to diminish Memorial Day or Labor Day.
Or really quickly, like, we now, as a company, we get Black Friday off because everybody just took that day off anyway. Everybody just took it off. Everybody just took it off. That's how I just think that's how the Friday would be if that's what we decided. Someone said, Carrington, that'll be like saying, let's just do Christmas on a Thursday every year. That's not how it works, bro. We have no clue what day Jesus was born. We just picked a day. That's literally what happened. We just picked a day that made sense. Hey, we want it to be on the 25th. We could just change the rules if we wanted to. We really could. We could just change it. There's nothing binding. It ain't the Bible that, like, hey, we need to celebrate Christmas on this day. I'm telling you, we could change it. No problem. You can still do all the same things that you do on Christmas too. Buy a tree, give your kids gift, go to church. You can still do all those things. We could move it if we want to. I know we could. I think Christmas is a little different though in the sense that people just take the time around Christmas off anyway. That I think makes it different than the 4th. Like most people, you just take the whole week off for Christmas, or you take the week after off. So maybe you work the week of Christmas, but the week in between Christmas and New Year's, you just kind of get it wrapped up. It's the end of the year. It's the holidays. People just kind of take those time, all of that time off. I think that's what makes it a little bit different than the 4th. But the worst day is if the 4th of July is on a Tuesday and you still got to go to work later in the week. Oh, it's the worst. It stinks. No, thanks. I don't want to do that.
I mean, honestly, midweek 4th of July is the worst. Like, if it's Wednesday and you've got 2 days left, you really can't have yourself a time. It just, make it a Thursday. Or you know what? If you don't want to give the 5th every year, make it a Friday. Do the exact same as Memorial Day and Labor Day. Just, if we're going to have a holiday where it's designed to stay out late and have fireworks and festivities, we should be giving the next day. People are petitioning to get the Monday after the Super Bowl off. It's the same concept. We're staying up late as a society. Let's just get tomorrow, too. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah, I don't know why we just don't. We could definitely move some other days. Like, what's Columbus Day? We can't just give that day to – we can't just move that day. We should be able to move some of these days around. I don't think they need to be fixed on the calendar the way that they are. We can move some of these days. And I'm with you. I don't know why that's not a day in this country. We should just all get that day off. It's a day that we all want off anyway. We should just team up together to get these kind of days off. This is the platform that I would run on. More days off. More federal holidays. Who's against federal holidays? There's not a single person out there that hates federal holidays. I want more of them. I want more days wrapped around federal holidays so we can have those days off work. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just have more ideas of ways for us to improve things. This isn't maybe an improvement as much as just an idea. Why don't or why doesn't baseball really try to tie itself in more with Independence Day than it does? When you think of football, football has intertwined itself with Thanksgiving. It is part of the Thanksgiving experience. On Thanksgiving, you're going to watch the Lions. You're going to watch the Cowboys. They've even expanded it on Thanksgiving, where at night, you usually get a pretty good game. Last year, we got, what, Ravens and Niners on Thanksgiving? Really good game. Christmas has branded itself with the NBA, where I know some of you are not the biggest NBA fans, but they've had some big-time matchups, you know. Kevin Durant goes back to Oklahoma City for the first time. Kobe and Shaq's first game. LeBron versus Kobe. Big time matchups happen on Christmas Day. It's a thing in the NBA to play on Christmas. You want to play on Christmas. Everybody is coming out. The stars are going to play on that day. The NBA has made it its day. Why is that not the case for baseball on Independence Day? Now, I understand that, you know, our viewing habits are different in the fall and in the winter, and most of those days, college football and New Year's Day and New Year's Eve, it's a little different. You're inside. But some of it just takes a little bit of creativity and want to. Why doesn't baseball just really try to do some cool stuff on Independence Day to drive you to the ballpark? Or have some really good matchups. Hey, today the Yankees and Dodgers are going to play. The Royals and Cardinals are going to play. Let's just make it a really special weekend. It's the 4th of July weekend. You got family coming in town. Go see some of our marquee teams, marquee games. Why don't we try to do something different, something unique, something a little bit fun? Rob, I just think that there are ways for baseball to really kind of create some excitement and some juice around its sport in the regular season, and they just don't take any of those opportunities. I think the public wants more games like the Field of Dreams games. I think the public wants more games like what they did at Rick Wood a couple of weeks ago for the Negro Leagues. I just want baseball to try and experiment. And I don't always like it with the NFL, but the NFL is constantly trying to revamp itself. The NFL could just sit back and, hey, we're the most popular sport in the world, and we don't need to. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. No, they're constantly, hey, let's go to London. Let's go to Germany. Let's go to Brazil. Let's do this. Let's do this. They're constantly coming up with new ideas. I want baseball to start trying to do the exact same, especially because you have the inventory. You have 162 games over, what, 190 days. You got more room to come up with some cool stuff and try to do something. And the fact that football has a day, basketball has a day, the fact that baseball, I mean, I guess baseball has something with opening day, but every team doesn't play on opening day. And it's just, baseball just needs to work harder, I think, to really tie itself into a holiday.
I agree with you conceptually. The problem is, we as a society, for better or worse, and I would argue it's for worse, have decided that ratings are the best way to decide if something is working or not. And if you were to make the 4th of July a baseball day, and you got Dodgers Yankees at 3:30, you know, 2:30 Central Time, boom, big game, Cardinals and Royals at noon, you know, it, whatever the game, you put it all over Fox, you put it all over ESPN, whatever. We have decided, society, that ratings are the way to judge success. And you know what? It wouldn't rate well. Because you said at the beginning, our viewing habits on the 4th of July are just different than our viewing habits on Thanksgiving. Because on Thanksgiving, our viewing habits are built around everyone is gathering in someone's home for this event. And when you're gathering around, there's usually a television on. It might be in the background. It might be in the foreground. I don't know, but there's usually a television on. The 4th of July, people are gathering, but they're gathering to celebrate being outdoors. Fireworks spectaculars are outdoors. Cookouts are outdoors. Pool parties are usually outdoors, especially in July. If you're having, I know the neighborhood adjacent to mine is having like a, if you're a kid, it's a 4th of July parade. You can like, you know, put streamers and things on your bike or your scooter or whatever. That is going to be an outside event. People are inherently to celebrate the 4th going outdoors. So even though the idea is good, it wouldn't rate well. And for whatever reason, societally, we have decided if something doesn't rate well on television, that's a sign of massive failure. So baseball doesn't take this risk because it would pull small numbers.
I hear what you're saying, but I would say, though, we have seen a company brand itself with a holiday and take over. We don't watch competitive eating on any other day. We watch it on one day. They've branded themselves around the 4th of July. You know what you do with the 4th of July? You eat hot dogs. You eat hamburgers. You eat hot dogs. You're out doing summer fun things with your friends. That's what they've... Think of... Look, tomorrow when you watch it, it's American flag. It's hot dogs. It's New York in the background. You got to give ESPN a lot of credit. The fact that they have made Kobayashi a household name, the fact that they have made Joey Chestnut a household name. You know how many people watch the hot dog derby? They get 1.5 million people a year to watch them eat hot dogs on television. A hot dog. It's not even like it's really that fun to watch, but you know it's coming every year. You want to watch it and you do it. I'm just trying to figure out ways to spice up the Major League Baseball regular season. We can agree. It could use a little bit of spice. Now, I know that all of you are not NBA fans. I applaud the NBA for trying with the in-season tournament. It was not perfect last year, and there's certainly things that I would like to fix. But, man, you got to do something to spice up the regular season. And if you're not going to cut games out of it and create more urgency over the course of the regular season, let's try some fun. Why not do a regular season in-season tournament? If you have the championship game on the 4th of July and the winner of it gets whatever it is, the winner of it gets a playoff spot, a wild card spot, whatever it can be. We can think of something to make the 4th of July something for baseball. What is baseball's thing, you would say? What's baseball's thing? Now, football is starting to take over the NBA's thing. I mean, the NBA has usually had Christmas. The NFL up until now was, oh, we don't want to schedule games on Christmas. Now they don't care. They're coming for whatever day. But it used to be the basketball had its thing. Football has its thing. What's baseball's thing? Is opening day a big day? What day is opening day? Do you know what day it is? Because I know what day Thanksgiving is. I know what day Christmas is. We're talking about holidays. What day is opening day in this country? I'm just trying to give them their own thing, and let's try to do something different with baseball. Let's spice it up. I give baseball a lot of credit for how creative they've been in-game. Somebody had the idea for the pitch clock. Hey, this thing's not working anymore. We got to do this. Somebody had the idea to put a runner on second base. Call it gimmicky. Call it quirky. They have cut baseball games down, and attendance has gone up. We can take this thing one step further. Let's come up with a really cool idea centered around the 4th of July. That would be my idea for Major League Baseball. It's perfect. It fits into everything you are. Dog days of summer, America's pastime, hot dogs. The 4th of July should be baseball's day. It should be wall-to-wall baseball on ESPN. It should be nothing else on ESPN. It should be wall-to-wall baseball on Fox. It should be wall-to-wall baseball on CBS. If you are watching TV and you got a TV on, and kids are running in and out, hey, you should have baseball on because, look, they got a triple header coming up on Fox. I want to watch baseball today.
I think one reason where baseball is different than the hot dog derby or the hot dog eating contest, whatever they call it, is the time it takes place. If you were to put every baseball game in the daytime, I think your idea works. But eventually you're going to have a game in the night window.
Yeah.
And in the night window, people on the 4th of July are not watching television. They are at a fireworks show. Now, maybe they watch like the 8th and 9th inning of a game because like the East Coast and they're coming. Maybe that's how it shakes out. But the hot dog derby is at what? 11:30 in the morning, yeah. Kansas City time, 12:30 in the East. It's done by like 2 in the East. You still have the whole 4th of July day and evening for fireworks. That's why it works, is because no one's started yet by the time it starts being a thing on television.
That's fair.
Baseball, the Royals play on 4th of July this year. Now, it's the Rays, not a big deal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to have the Royals play at 7 o'clock and put them on national television, people on the East Coast are coming back from their fireworks spectaculars as the game's ending. The whole central time zone probably misses the game. People on the West Coast, as the game is getting later, are leaving for their fireworks shows. So you'd have too much game during the day, and now you have the same problem baseball always has, which is you don't have enough TV networks to cover the inventory you'd need to make this work.
Coming up on the other side, we'll put a bow on this thing. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. I appreciate you guys making me a part of your day. I have something really exciting to tell you guys. I actually just found out about this. Rob, I don't know if you saw this or not, but let me pull it up here. Very happy to tell you guys this. Danny Parkins is going to be filling in for Colin Cowherd on July 8th and 9th. So Danny is going to be hosting The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Usually when we play cuts from this, we play cuts from Colin. You know what next week we're going to be able to do, Rob? We're going to take those cuts from Danny Parkins. How excited are you about that? I'm excited. I can't wait to talk to him later about this. We were talking about this kind of privately a couple of weeks ago, that this was something he was pushing for. But the 8th and the 9th, Colin's on vacation. Danny is in there hosting for him. I'm really excited about it.
I wonder, is it Danny and Jason? Like, it's the full crew, but Danny's the main guy? Or I wonder how it all shakes out. But, you know, good for Danny. Like, couldn't be happier for him. Apparently, the path to FS1 television is 610 Sports Radio. That's the only way.
I'm up next. Rob, I can't wait to leave you behind in the dust. I've been hanging around with you for too long. You're pulling me down. You know what? You wouldn't know what happened? My career would be different if I talked to Joy. You know what? I'm not even mad at you anymore, Rob. Let me take that back. You know who I'm mad at? Myself. I didn't talk to Joy. I don't deserve these FS1's blessings. That's it. I don't deserve them. My queen was right there in front of me, and I didn't say nothing. I'll never win.
I mean, the moment was there.
No, it was there. I messed up.
We can say, I mean, it's 85% on you.
I'd rather talk to Joy than host The Herd if I could go back in time and you could have told me which two choices. I'd rather just talk to Joy. I mean,
it falls largely on you, but let's not abstain Nick from the issue. He didn't
throw me no oop. Mm-mm. He didn't throw me a single oop, man. He didn't oop me.
Or at the very least, he needs to put you in. You told me that his wedding was set up where it was like, oh, all the media types. And
yeah,
you were
bro,
in the back
put me
with
on the,
the
he
stat
put me on the
boy.
Other side, man. That wasn't right. No, you're right. He didn't really look out for me. Before we get out of here, Rob and I were having a debate, and we'll end with this debate. So, Rob, you get your song ready, and then I'll get my song ready, and then we'll tell the text line. So I'm not even going to offer up any commentary. 913-586-7610. Rob and I are debating, what's the better pop song? Is it this song?
And let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you were. Make them go as you shoot.
So that's my song. I think it's one of the great pop songs of all time. Just a feel good, just a song that just puts a smile on your face whenever you hear it. So that's the song that I'm throwing in the ring. Rob wants to throw another song in the ring. Play you a little measly song, Rob.
The
in my taxi cab.
All right, we don't need any more. We don't need any more of that song. Text line 913-586-7610. You guys tell me what song you like more. Is it Firework by Katy Perry or is it Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus? I don't think it's close. I think it's clearly Firework. It's just a feel-good song. It just puts you in such a great mood. And, you know, it's just a great song. It's a great tune. Rob, before we get out of here, and I'm not going to see you for a couple of days. We got like 4 or 5 days away from each other, man. Rob, this is how I think about it. Every day that passes, it just puts us one day closer to college football, man. Just one step closer, you know? Just one day closer. What are your plans? This is your first. This is your first 4th of July as a married man. Do you have this in your future?
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling all right. I know you know what I'm thinking. Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Do you have a lot of day drinking in your future? Is that what you plan on doing?
I mean, there'll be some day drinking. It might be Friday, not Thursday because of the weather. But, well, yeah, it's definitely on the agenda.
Okay. I just wanted to know, man. I'm happy. Happy for you. Happy for Caroline. Happy for you guys. As you know, you guys got married last week. All right. I am out of here. Rob is out of here. I appreciate you guys listening. We are off the next couple of days. I imagine a lot of you are off the next couple of days as well. We will be back on Monday. We appreciate you. And until then, I've never got to do this on a Wednesday. I'll let Daniel Craig take me home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.